Chapter 6. The Process for Consciously Unveiling Your Soul. God uses the intuitive equipment you have developed in meditation to reveal the subconscious blocks that keep you from spiritual enlightenment. As this process begins, you will be guided and directed to those things stored in your subconscious mind that get you stuck in negative patterns. You have certain soul issues that need to be balanced and healed as you move into the fourth dimension. These problems have troubled you in many past incarnations and have resurfaced lifetime after lifetime. If you return to the soul as an iceberg metaphor, you could imagine your intuition as an ice pick. During meditation, your intuition goes to work chipping away at your subconscious. Chunks of information will float to the surface of your conscious mind. This knowledge gives you a new vantage point. You now have the option to think and behave in different ways. With each awareness comes the responsibility to alter your actions. This is how to work in the best interests of your soul. Once you have consciously assimilated and dissolved a subconscious ice chunk, your intuition will work to free another piece of that soul issue. A soul issue is too large to overcome all at once, yet is gradually healed over time by this spiritual procedure. As you make this transition in consciousness, you're beginning to shed your ego. Your limited personality will have less hold on you. You will observe your life from a new vantage point. You will gain the perspective of your soul, and it will be easier to remain emotionally detached from your problems. With less emotional drama, you can make wiser decisions. Transcending the ego is the next step in your spiritual evolution. Your ego is rooted in the third dimension, which is ruled by emotional drama and life in the opposites. You are basically a powerless puppet to the energies of the third dimension and your subconscious mind. Your ego is only one-tenth conscious, although it believes itself to be all-powerful. The intuition breaks the ego's illusion, revealing just how vulnerable you are to the manipulations of subconscious forces. This is a rude awakening. Even though you want to be free, your ego is afraid of losing that illusion of control. Your lower self will fight with your soul and resist these changes of consciousness. You may end up feeling pulled in two directions. Your ego wants you to stay the same and remain in the third dimension. It might convince you that moving ahead is frightening and you're too weak to do it, or that whole process is a waste of time. Meanwhile, your soul is magnetizing you toward the fourth dimension. A new type of energy is flowing into you. You might feel nervous, disoriented, uncomfortable, or overwhelmed. This is natural as your body and mind become accustomed to this higher rate of vibration. You are learning to coordinate and balance the energy of your soul. Your old ways of thinking are being dislodged. The new patterns are not yet fully established in your consciousness, however. At this point, you are vacillating between the third and fourth dimensions. Your perseverance and discipline must prevail. You are no longer getting satisfaction from the third dimension, but can't fully function in the fourth. You'll often find yourself getting stuck in old thought patterns and outmoded ways of handling situations. Thankfully, you will quickly catch on to the tricks of your lower self and realign your energy with that of your higher consciousness. While information is bubbling up from your subconscious mind, revelations are streaming down into your conscious mind from the superconscious mind, which is universal mind of God. Your superconscious supports the process of healing your subconscious soul issues. You will glimpse the bigger picture of your existence, and the possibilities that will exist with your soul is fully awakened and healed. You can see that as you advance on your path to higher consciousness, energy flows through two channels. The superconscious shines a spotlight down upon you, while the subconscious sends information up from the depths of your soul. The light of the superconscious penetrates your mind like a laser beam. This higher vibration inspires and empowers you to work on the subconscious pieces that rise up to your conscious mind. This two-part purification process may excite and stimulate you. It is also normal to feel pressured and stressed as these two powerful vibrations simultaneously combine with your conscious awareness. Your consciousness is trying to expand as quickly as possible to accommodate all the new energy and information. It is vital to release your fears and limitations so you can easily grasp the new ideas that are sprouting in your consciousness. As was mentioned before and bears repeating, this spiritual procedure allows you to become 2/10 conscious, then 3/10 conscious, and finally fully conscious of your entire soul. To further support you with this concept, the following spiritual power tools will be useful to you. 1. Meditation. 2. Journaling. 3. Spiritual thermometer. 4. 7 steps for successful life transitions. 6. Dissolving your emotional pain. 8. Observe yourself. 9. How to stay on the transformation track.